It's time for us to open our window on the world today and talk about something that is very important to all over the world, and it's called philanthropy. Thank you for being with us. And we have with me and the panelists today.
So this is Josh. I'm very glad to be back here talking about a very important aspect of our society.
And this is Serena. It's nice to be here.
And Serena, you often see her on the Let's Talk and maybe some studio classroom programs and acting and so forth. And Serena, you like being in the studio classroom meetings and things?
Oh, I really do. I'm getting more comfortable being in front of the camera, so I'm having a good time.
But today you don't have to worry about the camera.
Exactly.
Only the microphone. Isn't that nice? Right?
It is.
Right. But, you know, it's always nice to have all of the people who work at Studio Classroom be in different programs. We have different levels, don't we?
We do, and it's nice that everyone can really find good ways to contribute in so many different ways.
There's so many things we can do, and we're going to talk about giving today. And giving is a very important word in our life, and it's on page 34, but we're going to talk about giving a pledge, so we'll decide what a pledge is. What is a pledge?
So a pledge is kind of like a promise.
Right.
Right? It's something.
Commitment.
A commitment, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I pledge so much means I will do it. Mm-hmm. I promise, right?
Exactly.
A formal promise.
A formal
right?
promise.
More formal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, then we said this lesson is about philanthropy. Let's say that. Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Those big words are not easy. One more time.
Philanthropy.
Okay, now what is philanthropy? It's not for everyone, by everyone. So what is it?
So philanthropy is actually like the desire to, it's actually a desire that is usually expressed by the generous donation of money to good causes and humanitarian purposes.
Okay. It mostly means give money to
giving
something.
Giving money. And it's not exactly the same as charity because it also supports projects from which we benefit, like libraries. Scientific research, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's giving money to something.
Right, mm-hmm. giving something to mm-hmm. humanitarian
And what do we
purposes.
Call people who give money regularly? We call them...
Well, philanthropists.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not an easy word.
It's not an easy word.
Actually, the word philanthropy is derived from the Greek words philos, which means loving, and anthropos, which means humankind. So it really means having love for humankind.
So give in love. Right.
Very nice.
Don't give grudgingly, but give because you love to help. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good word. Philanthropy for everyone, by everyone. And this article has been imprinted in other papers and magazines, and we thought maybe that we'd like it in advance. What do you think?
I think it's a great thing to have in advance. I think, actually, until I read this article, I wasn't super aware of all of the different people and how much that they have pledged to give. So this is very exciting news for me.
It's very informative,
exactly.
Isn't it? We can learn a lot in advance. And so we're going to start out today on page 34 by taking the first section, and we will read through line 15. Are you all ready?
Ready.
Let's read it together.
The Giving Pledge. Philanthropy for everyone, by everyone. Since its creation in 2010, the Giving Pledge has been signed by 154 billionaires, ages 30 to 100, from 16 different countries, with combined wealth of nearly $800 billion, a sum greater than the gross domestic product of most countries. These individuals have generously promised to donate at least $400 billion of their money to help others. Many other wealthy individuals and families who fall below the billionaire threshold also contribute large sums to philanthropy without compromising their ability to take care of themselves and their loved ones in their chosen lifestyles.
Now, this article is talking about other people because I think I know studio classroom teachers, and most of you listening in are not billionaires. I don't know if any billionaires ever listen to our lesson. Probably not.
You never know, right?
Some of you are, please let me know. But anyway, I think most of us, you know, when you get up to the millions, I'm kind of still thinking in hundreds and thousands myself, but if you get into a million, it seems like a lot of money. And you get into a billion, I can hardly even figure that out. What about you?
That is literally too much money for me to think about. I can't really conceive that.
I wouldn't want to count.
If I had a million, I'd be, you know, kind of happy. Yeah. But anyway, there are billionaires, and I often read about some company sold something to another company for $3 billion. So how do they ever figure that out, you know?
Right.
But that's the way it is in the world. And this company was started in 2010. And what's the name of the company?
Well, so it's called The Giving Pledge.
And tell us more about it. What happened in this company?
So this is sort of an idea that has been signed on by 154 billionaires of different ages, so from young to old, from different countries.
And did you know there were 154 billionaires in the world?
I did not know that there was 154 billionaires, but...
Can you give me a list of the names? I'd like to contact some of them.
Right, exactly. And then also from 16 different countries. So that's quite a list of countries, actually, as well, right?
So it's pretty much a campaign to encourage the wealthy people of the world to contribute their wealth to philanthropic causes.
Right. All the wealth of all these people together is $800 billion. And it is more money than what we call the gross domestic product. What is that?
So gross domestic product is a measurement, economic measurement, where they measure the value of goods that are produced in countries as well as the value of the services they provide over a course of time. So usually they would talk about a year. So how much of worth is produced over the course of a year would be the measure of someone's gross domestic product.
This sounds like something for the high finance people and the treasurers and all to think about. But you imagine that's an awful lot of money, $800 billion. You know that. Yes. Well, what have these individuals actually promised to do then?
They promised to donate at least $400 billion of their money to help others.
Think of that. $400 billion. I hope I can get on their list somehow for Studio Classroom. You
know? Right.
Wouldn't that be great? But, you know, actually, they will donate this much. And we know that some of the people, like even the Facebook founder and some of those people, they've all just said they're going to give, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Mark Zuckerberg is his name, the founder of Facebook.
Yeah,
he gives money all the time.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so many people have done this, but we're going to find out more about what it actually means and whether it involves you or not. It might be something for everyone, it says here. So it says that many other wealthy individuals and families who fall way below this, and that's a lot of us, we're not billionaires, billionaire threshold, that means you'll never go into it. The threshold is just going into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very beginning. Well, they can also create large sums to philanthropy without doing something. What is it?
So this idea here is that they are wealthy enough that they can still give away large sums without compromising their ability to take care of themselves and their loved ones in the chosen lifestyle. Right?
Now, there's several things involved here. Now, you can give away money and you still can take care of yourselves, but you live on a different level. You don't buy so many new things and so forth.
Sure.
But they said, well, their loved ones and their own chosen lifestyles, some of their chosen lifestyles, they stay at hotels that cost a few thousand and go on airplanes and own their own airplanes. Well, maybe they could change their lifestyle even.
That's true. Sacrifice their money.
But I mean, the family said, no, I still want to keep the family plane. Okay. But they can still give. Okay. So we're talking about another whole level of people that most of us are not too involved in.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice to know that they're going to do this. I think it's wonderful that they're going to do this, don't you?
I think it's maybe something that we don't necessarily think about when we think about people who are wealthy or who have large sums of money, that they will also be people who tend to give away large sums in order to help humanitarian causes or charities as well.
Well, we know that there's always been these different foundations that do different things. In New York City, there's a foundation library, and I went there years ago when we started Studio Classroom to see if some of these big foundations would give us money to help make programs that we were sending into mainland China.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I found out more about these foundations. Sure. The Time magazine had them, and the and some of the department stores had them. So there's foundations that they've had. They've always had those. But this is kind of a new thing, and it's kind of a more of a pledge for them to actually give to some kind of a general fund somehow. So it's kind of new, isn't it?
Right.
But the foundations
mm-hmm.
have always been there, giving to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new to give. It's just that the people have said, we're going to give more. So they are pledging to give more, I think. Don't you think?
And I think that's amazing because I know a lot of these billionaires, they didn't grow up having all this money. So they
Some did, some didn't. The Rockefellers did. And
right.
Kennedy, some of them.
Right.
But some didn't.
Right, and some didn't. So I think overall, you know, they've been in other people's shoes where they didn't have money to maybe do
well,
a lot of things.
True.
You know,
it works so, both ways. Some people that didn't have money always are afraid they won't have enough, so they don't want to give.
Right.
And so it works kind of both ways.
Right.
But I think we all need to think about what can I do instead of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's read the thing that not everyone can give. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can. Let's read that section, and let's read down to the second column, line 13.
Okay.
Nearly everyone can give. But what about the rest of us? The vast majority of Americans cannot afford to give away half of their net worth and still be in a position to meet their essential needs. The original intent of the Giving Pledge was not only to create a group of billionaire philanthropists, but also to encourage, by example, increased philanthropy at all levels of capacity. Robert Rosen, the director of philanthropic partnerships at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, encourages people across the financial spectrum to consider making a pledge to philanthropy. He says, "Not all of us can give away half of our wealth, but the idea of the giving pledge can help encourage an important conversation with your spouse or family about what's possible in terms of generosity and the positive impact that giving can have on society."
So this is, I think, a really important idea that a lot of people should talk about. And it's something that's really nice about this idea of the Giving Pledge, that not everybody is a billionaire, of course, and there's, while there are quite a few of them, we probably aren't going to be billionaires.
I don't know any myself, personally.
I don't know any myself, all right? But that for the rest of us, we can also have conversations about how we can pledge to also give away some of our funds and really sort of participate in generosity.
That's true, Josh. In fact, you'll notice this sentence that says, the vast majority. Vast means most of us.
Right.
The majority, not only the majority, the most of the majority, mm-hmm. the vast majority of Americans and probably other people in the world, they cannot afford to give away half of what they get in. Otherwise, they can't pay the rent, pay the food and the school and the clothes, and they call those essential needs.
Mm-hmm.
I like this word essential needs, though, because essential needs for a person who doesn't have anything can just mean enough to eat. For other people, it could be in a new car every year. So who decides what the essential needs are?
Yeah, it all depends. But really, I think it's about what you need to survive. You need food, water,
you need
shelter.
A place to sleep. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of, you know, the very wealthy, they, you know, buy new cars. They have five houses.
Right.
You know, that's not really essential. It's just more the things they want.
Exactly.
To them, they might think it's essential. But I think just the average person, you know, most people can't give away half. Now, some people, like in churches, they will say you should give 10% of what you make, and they put that down as 10%.
Sure.
And then other people say you should give 30% or 50%. Well, who knows? You have to decide that yourself, see?
Right.
And we need to give a certain amount or we never give. Because, I gave some money once, I can't remember how much.
Sure.
If we don't have some kind of plan, we might not give anything. Isn't that true?
It is very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the idea here of the Giving Pledge. And it says in this next part that the intent or the idea or the purpose was not just to create a group of billionaire philanthropists, but also to encourage, by example, increase philanthropy at all levels of capacity. So that means for just people who can't give away half of what they make, but they still can talk about what they could comfortably give away and get in the habit of doing it and make a plan for it, so it's not just a one-time thing and then it's done.
Right. So it's for the wealthy, but it could also be for the middle class or even the poor.
Exactly.
Right. Even the poor. Right. That's true. And everybody can give just a little bit, you know. And so people can be encouraged that it's not just for those that have a lot of money, but you can give your little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one thing. There's a lot of stories like that. There's one thing in the Bible about a widow who didn't have very much money, and she gave everything she had. And that we call it the widow's mite, the little bit. But, you know, sometimes people don't have much, they'll give it. People have a lot, won't give anything.
Yes.
So which is giving the most? If you're giving 50% of what you have, you're giving more than somebody who gives 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So individually, you have to decide that, don't you?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
It's really about the heart, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
All levels of capacity. So we hope that everybody that reads this will check themselves and say, are you giving up to your capacity? Well, I'm giving so much. I don't care how much you're giving. Can you give more? That's kind of what they're saying. That's what they want to encourage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. To really like to get in the habit of looking at what they can do, and then to do something about it, right?
Now, Bill Gates, a lot of people know that they have given a lot of money. His wife was always encouraging them to give money from the very beginning. And they've had all kinds of foundations, and they've helped people in Africa, and they've done things. They've helped people in schools that don't have computers. They've done a lot, see? But this man, Robert Rawson, his job, what is his job?
Well, he is the director of philanthropic partnerships at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
That's a big job.
It is a big job, and it's also a big foundation.
What did he say he's trying to do?
Well, he's trying to encourage people across the financial spectrum to consider to make the same sort of pledge to philanthropy.
So what did he say there?
Yeah, so spectrum is, it's an interesting word because what it means is like a whole range of options or a whole range of possibilities. So what he's saying is that no matter where you fall within this range of very poor to very rich, that you all consider making some sort of pledge or promise to give to philanthropy.
And I wonder how many people now listening, if you have pledged, because often people will say for certain things, you know, that the Red Cross and World Vision and all these groups, they ask people to pledge every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Wildlife Fund, there's so many things, you know, that people ask you to give to.
Sure.
And some people do. They give a certain amount and you pledge every year. So at the end of the year, they'll say, will you renew your pledge?
Exactly.
Right.
And then you put that in your budget that you're going to do that. But he said, maybe some people are not even doing that.
Right.
And most of us can't give away half of what we make. But why do they have this idea of the giving pledge? How should that encourage us? It says that encourages us what?
Encourages an important conversation with your spouse or family about what's possible in terms of generosity and the positive impact that giving can give on society. So it is important to talk about, you know, these things with your family and to see how much you can give and
that's true.
To see what you could actually sacrifice for others.
Money is very important, like in a family, a husband and a wife. In fact, they say that many divorces are because of money. People don't agree on how to use the money,
sure.
Whether it's my money or your money, and it can be a big thing sometimes for husbands and wives.
Right.
So you need to talk about it together. But I think for the family thing, I know in our family, we were always taught to give, and not just the other things. I had a big brother who had to go to college, and we were just kids, and there were 8 kids in the family, and my uncle would give us $1, and to me that was a lot of money in those days. And my mother would say, now your brother is going to college and he doesn't have enough money, and so I had to give him the $1.
Okay.
Now that was, to me, that was a lot of money.
Sure.
But I learned that when I was little, that we need to give. Mm-hmm. And then we gave to the church, and we gave to poor people that didn't have any money. And when you learn that when you're a child, you know that should be shou geng you fu. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Sure.
So you need to teach your kids.
Right.
They say, Mama, I want this. What about the poor people in Africa who don't have any food, or the refugees or something?
Right. And that's amazing, because when you give, like, even if you don't have that much, you can just see so many emotions coming back at you, mm-hmm. you know, the happiness and the appreciation that you show to those
and kids
people.
Need to do that. So it should be a family thing, yeah. not just the father doing it. The mother and the father have to agree and get the kids in on it. Let them give a little of their money to help somebody. Not even if they have an allowance, they can get part of it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important to get the family. Even your kids can say, Mom, I'm going to give this much of my allowance mm-hmm. instead of just thinking what I want. Don't you think?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for families. They need to make a commitment. Let's finish reading the lesson.
Making a commitment or a pledge also means that you're more likely to be proactive. Deciding what your philanthropy budget is, exploring what causes you feel passionate about, and researching which organizations can ensure that your donations have the greatest impact. There's no one-size-fits-all for philanthropy, but most of us can find ways to be more thoughtful and intentional about our giving, which is really what making a pledge is all about.
So in this last section here, we're talking about making a commitment or a pledge, which means being proactive, right?
Proactive is good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Proactive is very good, right? So this idea that this like promise that you're making or this decision that you're making will also allow you to really focus on how you're going to go about doing it and taking steps in order to make sure that you do it.
Right.
Now, there's so many things to give to. Everybody says, donate. You look at it, all these websites, every one of them, to the elephants, to the kids, to the refugees. And how do you decide what kind of things you should donate to?
Well, I think each individual person is different, whatever is like more on your heart. But it's really about exploring what causes you to feel passionate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about being proactive. If you're proactive, you're more likely to be passionate and dedicated to whatever cause you want to give to.
I think there's two things here, and that you mentioned the word to be passionate, which is in line 17. You feel passionate. Now, most people feel passionate about orphans or kids with no food, and it's always been traditionally, the people that have some poor orphan or kid starving, they'll give to him.
Sure.
But they might not give to something else. So you have to research organizations and ensure that the donations have a great impact. Now, some organizations will take away 10% for operating fund. Sure. Some organizations might use 50%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how much money that you give is going to get to that person is one thing.
Right.
And the second thing is, there's other things to do about the environment or education or helping develop things that are important, but they're not as moving as a child that can. So we have to realize, don't only go by that.
Sure.
Don't only be passionate by something that moves you that way. But think about what really you can do that will help people, even though it may not be as exciting as giving to an orphan.
It's true. And I think this idea of having a conversation with the people in your family or the people you're connected to that are making this decision with you helps you then really decide, like, okay, so we know that this month maybe we only have $50 that we can really afford to give away, but what's the best use of that $50? What if we give it to an organization that maybe has so happened that they will buy a water filter for a family who lives in an area that doesn't have a lot of clean water? And then you can say, like, oh, my $50 was really doing a lot of good because it's providing clean water.
You need
for
to
a family,
investigate, right? That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you need to, like,
true.
Do some research and look around and see.
Find out
exactly
where the money's going.
Where
right.
it's going and what could be maybe the biggest contribution that you can make with the money that you have.
Right. Well, I like this part in line 20. It says, there's no one size fits all. That's a good phrase. One size fits all means you buy certain things like socks you wear on your feet. You can buy one if it stretches, you know. And it doesn't always work. One size fits all doesn't work for, maybe it works for some things, but for clothes you need to buy a certain size
sure.
and things like that. So one size fits all is not the same for everyone. And most of us can find ways to be more thoughtful and what we're giving to, not just give. Okay, they said give, and I did. Be mm-hmm. thoughtful and be intentional. Say, okay, I believe in this. Now, like some of them ride their bikes for this Icho Icho in Taiwan and give money to the kids in education and this kind of thing. So they think about what they're going to give it for. And you can be more thoughtful about your giving and makes the pledge more important. So remember that one size doesn't fit all. Not everything that says I'm giving to other people, let's investigate it first.
Sure, right. And I think more than anything else, this idea of really getting in the habit of looking into different ways that you can be helpful, different ideas of how to be helpful, just gets you in the habit of always looking at your own resources and how you can be generous with them.
Right. And that's true. Think it's very important to research, because I know a lot of people that have, they gave money to an organization and they have no idea where the money went.
Right,
so that's also, you know, something you have to consider.
You have to be more passionate about that. Well, yeah, another thing is that remember that when you give to other people and really help them, it's good for you, it's good for your family, but let's pledge and say, okay, I'm going to give 10% of my salary. Don't just say, I'll give. If I have the money left over, I'll give $5. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You should say, we're going to put aside a certain amount to give. Don't you think that's important?
So if you're doing a monthly budget at the beginning of the month in order to set aside those funds so that at the end of the month, we're like, oh, I don't know if I really have
we
that
pledge,
money.
Right.
You pledged it. You've already made the promise, and so you're going to do it.
So that's what they're talking about is pledging. See, for everybody, it's nice to know about the billionaires. Let's think about ourselves. So let's continue to talk about this tomorrow and investigate it more. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I think we will.
We're ready.
Okay, everybody be ready to come back at the same time, and we'll see you as we talk about philanthropy for everyone. So goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.